This is early in the third quarter, but this play leads to another play here, as we'll see. And so, you know, pretty obvious the Jets are, you know, all up here on the line of scrimmage coming with pressure. And so, you know, Tom checks the play, and we go to a protection now with Rob coming back into the formation right here. So Rob's going to protect this. You know, first of all, let's talk about the play to Scott Chandler coming down here, you know, making a little stutter move there on Pryor. And, you know, Brady puts the ball up there. Scott goes up and gets it, makes a real nice catch. The other part of this play that, again, kind of, you know, leads to something else here is the protection. So, you know, the Jets are going to bring, they're going to bring seven. And then this is the eighth guy right here who we don't have blocked. We have seven blockers. You know, they're man-to-man on these three guys, and this is the free guy. And so you'll see the safety here, Gilchrist, start to come in here. But he's, you know, he's a little late coming, and he's really no factor on the play. The ball is gone. Later on, they started bringing him quicker as the kind of eighth add-in guy who we don't have, you know, to get to the quarterback quicker. But then as we get to the fourth quarter here, we get a similar situation where we see the same, you know, blitz look. And now we bring Rob in to protect this like we did, you know, on the earlier play. All right, now the coverage has come up tighter. So once he blocks, then they're going to add in on the rush and bring that eighth guy a lot quicker than they did on the play before. But, you know, Rob slips out and turns into a touchdown. So, you know, those kind of in-game adjustments that, you know, you have to see, you have to make where, you know, it's one thing on one play, but then when they adjust to it, then, you know, you got to be ready to go to something else. We have a punt rush here where we, you know, brought the corners in from the outside and then, you know, peeled off with two of our inside guys. So kind of changed the rush a little bit. And, you know, really the key on this play is Danny giving the kind of the safe signal, which is, you know, an indication to our players that he's not going to field the ball, and so they're alert to be for the ball to hit the ground and not, you know, bounce mm-hmm. and hit them. So they kind of you know, pull off. But there was a pretty good hold up, and you know, the Giants are all kind of tied up here in the protection, so you have, you know, a lot of separation between the two gunners and then the rest of the coverage unit. So you know, Danny does a, you know, makes a smart play here by giving the safe signal, which it kind of, I think, you know, distracts the coverage for just a split second there. Then he gets it. And then again, all these guys that were locked up in coverage, you know, now they don't really have very good coverage lanes, and see the whole Giants team gets trapped over here on one side of the field. So once Danny, you know, breaks that first wave,
Martin,
then it's all over, and he's just, you know, able to outrun, you know, the bigger guys on the coverage unit. And here come those blocks, and Martin, Ebner, wow. Slater. I mean, everybody's hustling. I think that's really the best thing about this play is just the overall effort. This is Chandler coming off the edge here on Flowers. Looks like he's going to be out in coverage on Vereen. And then at the last second kind of turns back in. Does a nice job here of coming, you know, Manning holding the ball with one hand, coming, you know, off that backside. You know, see him use what we call here is a long arm move, where he just puts one arm into the rusher, so he can actually, you know, get more length on the charge, and then there's really not a lot for the tackle to hit there. You know, even though Flowers has long arms, he can't really, you know, reach Chandler. So Chandler does a nice job there of using that long arm technique, and then once he gets Flowers moving backwards, then he's able to just drop his right weight there, power arm, and does a nice job with his right arm there. It's a big turnover for us, saves some points. You know, several big plays in the game, but, you know, screen pass here, you know, on second and 10 after the kickoff return. And this is pretty hard for an offensive line. One, two, three, and we've got one, two, three, to get them all blocked cleanly. A lot of times you either get two on one, or one guy doesn't get to his guy, or, you know, you miss him or something. But this is a good job of the linemen getting down, making their blocks. Good running by James, and then real good finish here by Amendola and LaFell down the field. So there's kind of the three for three. You know, James splits it. You know, Shaq pushes the linebacker, you know, just high enough LaFell does a nice job here on the corner, and Danny comes in, cracks the safety. So, you know, to get those kind of blocks in the open field, to get it all timed out as well as it did on this play, James White, you know, doing a great job of running and setting up the blocks. Probably one of the best executed plays of the year, you know, as a total team.